Just when you think it's safe to go back in the water, the ladies who love to lunch at the Chimicum Cafe make what looked to be an easy plan only to be thwarted. Charlie gets stuck in a wheelchair with a bad attitude. Blythe ends up in a broom closet, and Maxine feels like she's herding cats.
Meet you at the Chimicum Cafe. I've got information on keeping our home safe.
Big Edna, over here.
What's with the wheelchair? You all right, Charlie?
No, I'm not all right. I hurt like hell. And I hate making a scene.
Edna, can you find us a discreet table and see we aren't disturbed?
Follow me. What would you like to start with? Oh, hello, Holly. Heard from Carrie? She's really happy. You want to talk about a shower or anything? I'll think about it. What would you all like to start with, huh?
Beer.
Try again, ladies. You guys. Try again, Holly. Coke?
Yeah, as long as it isn't diet.
Coffee?
Make mine decaf.
Be right back with drinks and menus.
All right. I've gone over everybody's homes, and it's all looking good. The feds set us up in the first place anyway, so there's that. Charlie and I will go over some tech stuff at her office.
Is that all?
Nope. The good news is everyone's getting a new car.
OMG! Can I have one of those new Mustangs that looks like an old Mustang, except better, in red? Please?
Of course, idiot number one. It's always a good idea to draw attention to yourself when trying to hide. Blythe, get that for Holly. Right now, please.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Dang.
Look, let's make it easy on Big Edna, and I'll have burgers. Then we can get out of here. Jimmy needs some help with the goats.
I want my usual shrimp Lenny.
That actually is pretty funny, Sookster. Shrimp Lenny. As for me, I'm going with the fish and chips.
I'll have a deluxe burger, no cheese, 1,000 instead of ketchup on the burger and fries.
Deluxe cheeseburger, everything, times 2 on it. And keep the Cokes coming.
Make that 2, except I'll have blue cheese and a salad instead of fries. I'll be right back. I've got to go powder my nose.
Blythe, over here in the broom closet.
Big Edna, what are you doing in the broom closet?
Quick, get in here.
What the heck? What's the deal here? What's going on, Edna?
That's interesting.
What?
You don't seem like a what-the-heck kind of a woman.
Why am I in a broom closet at the Chimicum Cafe with you?
Because when you slip out of here, check out the 2 guys at the bar. One of them looks like Noriega.
Ick!
Yeah, really. That's the guy who's been hawking down Charlie. I think his name is Diego. When he saw you guys come in, he conveniently dropped his napkin and went right after it so he wouldn't be seen.
Have you ever seen the other guy before?
Never seen him before. He started hanging out here a couple days ago with Noriega.
Okay. Listen, get the orders in, but slow them down. I've got a call to make. I'll be out in a few. Hi, officer. It's Blythe.
Say, Blythe, it's a little early for drinks, but in your case, I could make an exception.
That's so sweet. But this is sort of business. Gary business.
What's going on?
We're at the Chimicum Cafe, and Charlie swears that the guy who ran her off the road is here. Big Edna says he's been asking about her.
Hey, this could be the break we've been looking for. I'm on my way.
I knew I could count on you.
That took you almost as long as our orders. What else do you want from us involving security?
I'm glad you asked. Suki, Mario will be staying with you and Lenny. Permanently.
Blythe, that's wonderful.
Charlie, in order to keep everyone safe, we want you to put Mari in the program and make it look like she's their biological daughter.
Got it. Anything else?
Everybody stand back. Charlie, Holly will be living with you permanently.
Oh,
settle down, Charlie. Someone has to take care of you until your cast is off. Holly's already in the program and doesn't have a place to stay, so it's a done deal.
She'll kill me. She will.
Oh, honey, she won't be able to catch you.
You'll starve to death.
You can teach her how to cook.
Maybe she could stay with us.
We could hire someone.
What about my stuff? I mean, you know, my stuff.
Your stuff is being moved to Charlie's as we speak. It's a done deal.
Hi. Hi, Lenny.
What? No. Oh, no. How did this happen?
What's going on?
Mari, hand me the phone. Hello, who is this? Lenny, calm down. Okay, let me talk to Mari. Mari, what's going on? Oh, my God. We'll be right there. Chica's missing. They can't find her anywhere. We've got to hurry. Come on, everybody. I'll drive.
I don't know how this could happen. Lenny and Mari were walking her and making plans when she disappeared.
Was anyone else around?
Oh, they were too upset to talk.
Blythe, call Officer Honey. He'll do anything for you.
Oh, this isn't anything. It's Chica.
Max is right. I saw Officer Honey back at the cafe. I'll hook up with him and his partners, and we'll see if we can't form a posse and bring that little girl home.
Oh, thank you, Blythe. Well, we have no time to waste. I don't want her back after dark. She's not street smart, you know?
Not wanting her own personal posse to know she already has Officer Honey on a private mission, Blythe beats feet to track down the extremely attractive and apparently easy officer of the law. The rest of the ladies arrive to find a hysterical Lenny and Mari, who are both racked with guilt since they were babysitting when the deed was done, and are desperately hoping that Suki won't remember. Fat chance.
Lenny, Mari, what happened? How?
We were walking her.
And making plans for our future.
You know, as a family.
And then...
she was just... gone.
Wait, what do you mean, just gone?
You know, baby, like gone, not here, gone.
It was so fast. She was here, and then not here, gone.
We've looked everywhere. Say, where's Blythe?
She's gone to find her friend, the officer.
Officer Honey? Oh, yeah, great. They'll end up in a bar or a bed somewhere, and we'll never find Chica.
Come on over here, sweetie.
Why?
Now. Good. Mm-hmm. Bend down here. Mm-hmm. I've got something to tell you.
Okay. What?
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you this just once. Because if I have to tell you again, I won't. I'll just kill you, and you'll wish Blythe did it.
Let go of me.
In a minute, sweetie. Now listen up. If you ever are disrespectful mm-hmm. regarding Blythe, or any one of us again, it will rain down on not only you, but both of your sisters, just for fun. You are the weak link in this tribe, and I suddenly don't like you. I'm also going to hold you personally responsible for Chica's disappearance. So get your ass to the woods and find that dog. Holly, mm-hmm. go with her. And while you're at it, make sure she completely understands what her options are and are not.
Come on, Mari. I'll make sure she understands, Charlie.
How about you, Lenny? How did she get away? Why wasn't she on her leash?
It was just a little treat for her. It didn't seem like a big deal.
Was anyone else around? Strange cars or anything?
Nothing out of the ordinary that I can think of. We had a different UPS guy, but they switch out a lot.
What day is it?
Wednesday. Why?
Our UPS pickup is Monday.
Did you see his truck?
No. Well, not that I can remember. No, wait. No truck.
Oh, no. That's it. Someone stole Chica. And it's all your fault. You and your daughters.
Calm down, you two. Now, Lenny, think back. What do you remember about this faux UPS guy? Think hard. Anything will be helpful.
I don't know. I'm too upset to remember my own name.
Look what we found. I'm actually the one who found it. I told you to quit making stuff up. You always get all the credit.
I don't care who found whatever it is. Let's see.
This was sitting on a log. It was like it was carefully placed so it would be easy to find. Here, Max, what do you think? Why are you giving it to Max? How about it, Max?
Here, Suki, is it Chica's?
Oh, yes, it's her collar.
Any what? Shut up. No, no blood, no evidence of a struggle. I'm thinking it's a hostage situation. I'm also thinking we should all go home and get close to all of our phones. Suki, Lenny, let us know if you hear anything or get ransom demands.
I think she's right. Somebody wants something. Who and what it is the question. Max, give us a ride to our cars. I'll act as command central. Anything that happens, contact me. And I mean anything. I'm starving. Let's go.
Come on, young lady. You go to your room right now.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Really, I am. Daddy and I love Chica. We really do.
Oh, get. We'll talk about this later. Go on. Kids, gotta love 'em.
Was that weird or what?
Yep, pretty weird. Let's get out of here. Come on, Holly. Let's get Charles something to eat before her blood sugar drops.
Scary.
Blythe, having given everybody their safety assignments, is suddenly hit with a new problem. Some disturbed and twisted fiend has kidnapped the wonderful, small, and helpless Chica. The ladies are thrown into a tizball of fright, anger, rage, and an inherent desire for revenge. This, of course, is to take place after Chica is recovered to their loving arms. And then, it will all hit the fan in Port Ludlow. The Port Ludlow Project was created, written, and directed by Susan Solly, produced and edited by Taylor Clark, and narrated by Zach Neesmith. The cast includes Kristen Wolfram, Michelle Stay, Aaron Lamb, Amanda Stewart-Zamora, Catherine McNabb, Taylor Clark, Chris Bricker, Zach Neesmith, and Susan Solly. All actors are called upon at various times to create minor fill-in characters. The part of Chica is played by Peanut. Go to kptz.org to stream the Port Ludlow Project.